is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names.
Now this won't do it.
Leaving too long.
We need the birthday song, Richard.
This will not do at all.
What's today, Dudley?
Woo!
Well, it appears to be my birthday.
It's your birthday!
Yep, and so
there are a lot of other things that are going on, however, that is not as...
Come on.
Oh, we're not going to let you gloss over this.
No, there was a conversation I had last night with that old jingle. My sister had a birthday party for me.
She did?
And all of my, it was really for both of us, acknowledging that both of our birthdays are in November. And one of the things that happens is all of the nieces and nephews call me Uncle Dougie. And I was remembering that old jingle, Richie, from the radio station. No, not that one. No. Remember that old jingle that goes back to the station I was on in Boston, and there was an Uncle Dougie.
Yeah.
Remember that? You still have that around?
Yeah.
Could be. As we're in our 25th year, this goes back about 25 years. I think it actually goes back 26 or 27 years. But I know that you've got it stashed away there someplace.
I do hear somewhere.
In his rack of moldy, oldy, goody, goldy.
Yes. Moldy, oldy, goody, goldy.
Is this it? Hold on. Let's see what this is.
Yes, this is it. Dougie's Game Show.
I love it.
Try your luck and have a lot of fun. Win cash and prizes, tickets to seas and more, all wait for you. Wheel of Fortune, press your luck. Know the answer, win some extra fun. Doug Steffen is the name to drop. At 1510, you'll stay on top.
1510 is where the station was on the dial. And so that was the introductory song. Then I would go on the air. It's what they call a donut in the radio business.
No, it's a donut.
It has...
He talks here. And
yeah, right. I'm
going to
explain the bit, how the radio program works. And then the rest of the donut.
Uh-oh.
What happened to that?
The cart is getting old.
Oh, is that what it is?
Your cart.
But don't I remember there was an Uncle Dougie? There was some kind of a jingle around that has Uncle Dougie.
I'm trying to find it.
Someplace. All right. In the meantime.
Sharon, I would like, just one more thing before we move on from fun old songs.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday song that I love is Sheriff John.
Sheriff John, what's
put
that?
Put another candle on the birthday cake, on the birthday cake. You're another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches.
Hey, let me ask you this.
No, never had that.
Okay. Are you a yay or nay, or both of you, on the cha-cha-cha in the birthday song?
I tend to cha-cha during my birthday songs when I'm singing, especially by myself.
Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Well, being married to a Latina, I think I can say safely, it comes from the Latinos in the country. And the cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha. Like that.
La, la, la. Roberta Fasanelli is still not missing. She has power in New York, but no power on Long Island, so she can't make either the studio circumstances work. So she's not with us. The Queen of Cheap is not with us. But Jennifer, on the television side of things, has some interesting things to report later in the hour. You want to give us a little tease there, Jen?
I have some America's Got Talent news. Some new judges to replace Sharon Osbourne are being lined up. We'll talk about that. Plus some cancellations, some renewals.
She's leaving because she's mad at how they treated her kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, well.
All right.
It happens.
All right, this is the anniversary of Richard Nixon winning the presidential race for the first time, 1968. Who is his challenger? 800-510-8255. Quickie historical quiz. A lot of historical focus on the election today and tomorrow for sure, and then, my God, we're going to go on to something else. Let's just hope.
I have a feeling it's going to be around for a while.
Well, it may be, because there are several scenarios that are working.
It could be that
throw it into court.
Right. It could go popular vote, electoral vote, one for the other.
At the moment, all the polls, every single one of them shows Mitt Romney has the popular vote. But they don't all show that he has the Electoral College, which could back that whole business about the Electoral College and the reality of one man not having one vote. That's really what it amounts to.
Yep.
So all the more importance affixed to that discussion we had last week with a fellow who's trying to change all of that and require electoral votes at the end of the day be voted or be sent to the man that has or the woman that has the largest number of votes. Period.
Right. Popular votes.
Popular vote.
The electoral vote be tied to the popular.
Yes.
Was it a national popular vote? Yeah.
Yeah, right. 800-510-8255. So who was Richard Nixon's opponent in the 1968 election? Also on this date in 1996, Bill Clinton was re-elected. And that was something, was Bob Dole that ran against him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That time. And Bob Dole wasn't a strong challenger. John McCain was not a strong challenger 4 years ago. So is Mitt Romney a strong enough challenger to overcome what is basically... Somebody sent me an email. Let me see. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Rich@DougStephan.com or to Jennifer@DougStephan.com. This is from a new listener. I enjoy most of your chatter as it tends to be a bit more positive than an IMUS or other hate guy on the talk radio world, in the talk radio world. However, I was listening and one of your co-hosts was talking about keeping away from the negative people. This is fine, yet he continues to spew his dislike for Mr. Obama. Isn't that a bit negative? I think you and yours need to stop the Obama negative stuff. Well, I don't know that I would say that it was negative. It's just we've sort of made it clear who we are voting for. And you may be right. It may come across to those who are supporters of Obama as being negative stuff. So you may be right. So we'll not do that. We can. This fellow says you can do better, and we will. We always try to do better.
I'm trying to remember what I was talking about that they got so upset.
I don't know,
because I know it was mine. Yeah. They picked me apart, but I really try to stay away from.
Hmm. All right, so here's the question. We have this question posted at facebook.com/good day, and we have, I think, a number of responses, actually a couple of different things that we're working on here on the Facebook page and the Twitter account. How important, excuse me, is a political candidate's marital status to you when it comes to your vote? Whether, and again, the poll at DougStephan.com today focuses on all the various races, governor, Senate, congressional seats, local political offices, that sort of thing. Does it make a difference to you what the candidate's marital status is? Single, widowed, divorced,
cheater.
Would you like to know the answers in early voting?
Yeah. Yeah.
The early returns.
Yeah.
John said, yes, that marital status is important. And he said, but, by the way, Reagan was a divorcee. Now, I think the difference between that is, and what we're getting at, is that Reagan had already remarried by the time he was put back into office. He wasn't necessarily like a single guy when he entered office, correct?
Reagan?
You're right.
No,
yes.
He was remarried a long time earlier.
A long time.
To Nancy Davis, yeah.
So he was divorced, but he'd already been remarried. So it's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cindy said, it isn't important what they stand for. It's how honest they are. Not sure you tell one liar from another. What difference would it make? There's no such thing. There's so much hanky-panky and cheating going on anyway. She doesn't really care what happens in their personal life. Janet said, look what Kennedy did. So what's the problem? David said, as a divorce guy, I learned a lot over the years. So for me, I prefer the idea of someone that is married. I think a person that can actually work through problems and make it work, that's a great example, and could most likely be better at bringing both parties together no matter how tough some days can be. It's kind of a good perspective, I think. Patrick said, all that matters are the issues. Are they for certain things or against certain things? You can chime in now to facebook.com/gooddayshow.
800-510-8255. Jim, we'll put an early cap on this discussion, our 2020 news quiz, a little early. Richard Nixon was running against whom, Jim?
Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey had been the vice president before under Lyndon Johnson. And then there was George Wallace also. Nobody came up, nobody thought of George Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
George Wallace was also a third. And he had some significant support. as you know, Ross Perot, think back about all of the third-party candidates that have had some significant impact on elections in our lifetimes.
That's because he used charts, you see. Charts. Charts do pictures. Pictures make it easy.
Yeah.
Charts.
All right, so Jim's right on that. Let me talk to Dave for a second. Dave, can you remember any other third-party candidates other than Wallace and Ross Perot, I'm trying, in our lifetime, that have been...
That got national status.
Really got significant status, yeah.
No, I can't, but happy B-Day.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you, and appreciate the well wishes on Facebook and the email, it's cool. It's nice. I'm not paying much attention to my birthday today.
You got to go out in the pasture because I'm sure Peaches the cow wants to give you a big kiss.
Peaches is having a hard time getting up this week because it got cold.
Aww.
And she's getting a little older, and she doesn't like the cold weather.
How old is she now?
Peaches would be 21, maybe 22.
Wow. Jeez, though. How long do cows normally live?
Yeah.
No, sometimes, we've had plenty of cows die when they were 10, 12, 14. She's been very well cared for.
Good for her.
And she has that edge, if you will. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Americans and our sense of pride, the well wishes that we have for people who serve us, we need to support them. Most people recognize that. And thus the reality of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides a lot of services and programs for veterans of all stripes and stars, if you will. So, programs being what they are, these people, as a 501c3, they're a nonprofit, and they're here sort of at the behest of the people who support them. So if you like the idea of an organization like this helping to help lots of veterans, then you might want to give, if you can, cash, cars, boats, anything that's around your home that is, in essence, not necessary, not needed. You can have your way. Help yourself to 877-743-1631, having your way to help these people. Provide funding for their many exceptional programs. Help out the Purple Heart Service Foundation by calling with your donation. And it's 877-743-1631. Need organizations. Support them.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOP.
Text Good Day program, 800-510-8255. Connects with us. Whatever's on your mind, we always love sharing thoughts.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's have some reminiscing here as we celebrate the 25th year of the Good Day program. A lot of the music that we bring music into the fold here because it's an important part of our lives. And every day we're trying to bring you bits and pieces of your life that are important now and may have been important before. And sometimes we bring you stuff that's not so important. At any rate, musically, on this date in... Is this No Doubt or this is In Excess?
This is No Doubt.
This is No Doubt.
This was number one during this week in 2002. Shows you how much I know about No Doubt. But Jennifer and Richie both say this is cool stuff.
Do you know who No Doubt is? Let me help you. Now I'm forgetting her name. Jennifer?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani is one of the... You know her name.
She's the lead singer.
And she's the lead singer, and she's also been quite the little actress, and she's also a Maybelline cover girl.
Is she?
She's hot.
So you see her on TV. Mm-hmm. She's got this very kind of throwback 40s
blonde. White. Big bright lipstick.
Yeah, big eyes. I mean, just very pretty. And she's very talented.
All right, so let's move on to another number one song during this week in 1988.
This is good stuff, man.
In Excess. Never Tears Us Apart.
Never Tear Us Apart.
Tears for Fears. It's like Living Live, right? You can turn out to either way.
Yep.
Oh, what you know is true.
Take it to the good part on this song.
Don't have to tell you.
This is Michael Hutchins, Doug.
Yeah.
Michael Hutchins was found hung in his bedroom. And many people suspect that he was trying to...
You know what the other guy
did? The same thing David Carradine did?
Yeah. And it didn't work out so well.
All right, so let's keep moving. I don't want to have that in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Kobe Calais, is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, it's a great song.
Number one during this week in 2007.
You would like this song.
I know this song. I like this song. Wherever it goes. See, the problem with radio today is that the stations don't identify the song.
I hate that.
You know
why
that is?
No, I don't know.
You know why that is? Because they assume that it's being read out on your radio.
Yeah, but sometimes mine does funky things, and so you can't really see what it is.
Or it's a big mistake if you don't have a radio that reads the stuff out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not well thought out on the part of the radio.
Or that you have Shazam, or that you're listening to it on Pandora, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We don't need to give you the name. The name is right here. Can't you see it?
No, I like to know. And I would remember this. Is this a song that was popular? I liked it. Yeah. I'm very much into pop music. Gym Class Heroes with Adam Levine. Number one this week last year. Stereo Hearts. Yeah, my thoughts in every note. Make me a radio and turn me up when you feel low.
Class Heroes, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was just another
Gym Class Heroes, baby.
Would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine is a singer.
What this is they sample. They take another song and they use it as the basis for their song, and then they do kind of a hip-hop rap around it.
Adam Levine's voice, very distinctive. Say what you will about him.
Yeah, no, it is.
You can always tell when he's singing.
All right, next up, Mariah Carey and Love Takes Time. Right, that's true. Number one during this week in 1990. God love her. Bradley has a message. Hi, Bradley. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Doug. How are you? Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Nice to hear from you. Happy birthday.
How are you going to celebrate it?
I am going to celebrate it by probably spreading manure later on my farm.
Enough about the radio show. What are you going to do the rest of the day?
You want to help, Bradley?
Yeah. One way or the other. Or send someplace. Sure. Hi, Bradley. Thank you. Appreciate it, pal. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This won't do it all. Hold on.
No.
Right. Here we go. For Jennifer. This is the version that she...
Nothing like a boy band wishing you a happy birthday.
How does that make you feel at 48, Doug?
Make you feel great at 48, thank you.
This is your
60
day.
Is the new 40. That's it. Let's keep working.
So then you're what, 47 today?
46 would do well,
46,
thank you.
46, okay, yeah.
I got a nice Facebook. It's interesting to look at. I have the two different Facebook. We have the public Facebook page and the private Facebook page, I guess. One or another. Sometimes we overlap them. Jennifer's watching the Facebook page because we have a number of things there. What is the outcome so far?
Oh, it is hysterical. Okay, so we have two things going on at Facebook right now. The first is, how important is the candidate's marital status to you? Would you vote for someone who is divorced or single? But the question that Doug put up earlier today is, would you like it if we added a sports report to the Good Day Show? Now, obviously, I would probably have to do this because Doug is not necessarily the most sports-minded.
No, but I want it to be from
female.
A woman's point of view. I want the, but I'm trying to figure out how to position it, whether it be women's sports or whether it be women. You.
Well, before we worry about it too much, let me read you some of the responses.
Because I think that you are expecting Jennifer to tell you how good the behinds looked on the football field yesterday.
I don't know what I'm expecting.
Jennifer bringing you the real sports news.
I have no expectation. I'm asking the question to sort of determine whether it makes sense to do
Okay,
it.
Okay, well, let's just focus group study, Richie. Let's just go through the focus group's responses before we even worry about this.
Okay.
Kim said, please, no. Bill said, I think you should have Rich host a weekly feature called Amish Perspective. Nita said, sure, do a sports report. William said, no. Janet said, no. I live in a college town with two 24-hour radio stations. They even took your program off for the sports station. Boo. Craig said, nay. They have other stations for that. Becky said, no. Kahuna Rick said, no. Rick Nesbitt said, we carry the show and do our own local, regional, and national sports within the show during the breaks already. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Not looking too good for the sports report.
7 no's, 1 yes, and 1 Amish Perspective.
I will tell you how you should attack sports. And the Amish perspective is easy. They're right up the road.
You know what this is? Hold on. Ready?
What?
Bang, bang, bang.
It's an Amish drive-by.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Here all day. Tip your waitress.
Yeah, lovely.
The shows that my watch, my wife watches on HBO and ESPN, like ESPN has a show now called ESPN 60, I think it's called, where they really take these in-depth kind of life perspective stories. And remember the story we had a couple of months ago? We were talking about the pitcher who was first at bat in Major League in MLB. He got hit in the head. Never even got to take a swing. And then there was a rally, an online petition this summer to try and get him one at-bat. And the Colorado Rockies, the team that actually hit him in the head, gave him the chance to take an at-bat in their last game this season. They get into stories like that and how it affected their life and how it changed their life and everything. My wife loves those shows, and she will watch them nonstop because it tells a story.
And so?
That's the kind of sports... If you're looking for sports from a women's perspective, something where you can tell a story.
We want to know who we want to get story. Tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, stats, X's and O's,
not
so much. Yeah.
Right, doesn't do anything.
All right, so I wrote a little update onto that question. I said, let me be clear. Doug wants us to be clear. This would be a woman's focus sports report. Yay or nay. So we'll see.
All
right. Chime in, facebook.com/gooddayshow.
800-510-8255. And what about the political candidate's marital status? What's the story on that at Facebook and Twitter?
Let's see if we have any new responses. Actually, all the responses that I read earlier in the hour have stayed. So if you want to add to that, by all means, add away. Yes.
All right. So I want to thank Francis Sharp for sending along a friendly happy birthday. Tony Paradiso, my pal
Tony.
Tiffin.
Hi, Tony.
We like Tony's influence in... Impact. He's a great, great human being. It's 21 before the hour, 800-510-8255. All right, so, Richie, let's do...
Yes.
I'm wondering whether we ought to do the television update right now, because I think it'll spawn off into a couple of other things. Maybe first, though, I need to remind people about the, as we talk about the music and things, the 25th anniversary, 25th year of Good Day, and one of the ways we're celebrating it, as a matter of fact, today we start... by giving away these Visa gift cards. Exogen has invited moms to celebrate the season with a special pass. That is a way for you to help us in whatever it is that you are working on with your family that makes your family life better. Tips.
And by the way, we have been getting a lot of responses over the weekend, so keep them coming in because we're going to pick our first one that we like today, right?
Right. We are going to do that. Exogen temporal thermometers have sponsored this deal. Send us your Smart Mom Tip of the Day on Facebook at facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show. We'll pick the winning Smart Mom Tip of the Day. Smart Mom Tips of the Day are anything, you know, washing, drying, how do you do things better. It's just really the world as an oyster. Open it up and help us help other people. And if we deem Richie and Jennifer and Roberta will make the decision, and we'll tell you before the end of the program who it is that wins the first Visa gift card as a result of your tip of the day. All right. In a moment, television update here on Good Day. Stand by.
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically the election is bigger, but the live three-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light and along with it, danger?
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live playoffs and revolution, all new tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election. But the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
America, I hope I have your attention because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so let's see here. I'm going to let you go through all of your stuff because that's what's important, and then I'll see if I can pick up a couple of things that may help in our consideration of what's going on in the world of television today.
So you know what's more fun than reality shows, Dougie?
No.
Birthday, Dougie. What's more fun than reality shows is looking for judges to fill vacant spots on reality shows. These days, it's all about the judge search, the host search, Well, it's time to gear up for another judge search because Sharon Osbourne has left America's Got Talent, and gosh darn it, we need to replace her chair. So the producers of America's Got Talent have put together their wish list with some peculiar choices. One good one, a couple of good ones. According to TMZ, producers have their eyes on Carly Simon. Okay.
Carly Simon.
That'd be cool.
Interesting. That'd be kind of cool.
Yep.
Leanne Rimes. Maybe. Not so bad. And Shannon Doherty. Who does not belong here?
Very bad. Wow. Yeah, right.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, I mean, Shannon Doherty, nothing against her. She's a good actress, but doesn't really have anything to do with, you know, all the different elements of America's
Got
Talent.
She's been kind of like on the... She's not even on the B list anymore. She's been on the C list for 10 years.
But she has been known as a bad girl. And so this tells you the direction of the show. They want someone who's going to be
but
mean.
Who knows her anymore? That's the thing.
I know.
It's
people
like the Carly Simon thing. I mean, no disrespect, but how is Carly Simon
really relevant?
Relevant.
Yeah, I don't know. But the producers are looking for someone strong and opinionated, and so these three are the ones that they're looking at first to see if they can make a deal with. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Now, on to X Factor news. Mario Lopez and Khloe Kardashian made their debut this week as co-hosts on the show, but I don't think you guys heard about some of the backstage drama. Apparently, Khloe looked kind of uncomfortable, I thought, doing the show, and Mario Lopez is a host, so he was actually, you know, more comfortable.
He's comfortable
the TV.
With that stuff, yeah.
Well, apparently, the reason he looked so comfortable is that he was stealing Khloe's lines as the teleprompter ran by. So he was reading his part and her part, and she was totally thrown off because she's never worked with a teleprompter before, and she was getting upset because he kept taking her lines.
Would he tell you that he was doing it because when it would come to her line, she would just sit there and stare at the teleprompter?
Well, backstage rumors are that there is already some rivalry going between the two of them and that maybe he was taking them on purpose.
Wow.
So now what the producers are saying, because Khloe doesn't like working with the teleprompter, she wants to be personality girl. So what they're thinking about doing is letting Mario do the hosting of the show, and then she does all the backstage interviews, all of the more all the personality driven stuff, which I think would probably make it look a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that they're already having issues.
Oh, I'd love to see the cat fight between them two.
Could you imagine? And she's so much bigger than he, she would kill him.
But he's cut, man. He's cut.
He is.
Funny.
All right, Fox has revealed the 2-hour finale for one of my favorites, Fringe, in its fifth and final season. It will conclude on January 18th with the 2-hour 8 to 10 p.m. time
I need
slot.
To get the flu for like 4 days so I can sit down and
so
watch about the last 3 years of that. Yeah,
I know.
Great
it's
going
to be the 100th episode for Fringe, so we may see it again in syndication. TLC also made an announcement that they've renewed Long Island Medium for a third season.
And by the way, now, the Science Channel replaced Fringe. So you can watch it.
Oh, it does?
Again.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can catch up on sci-fi. That's awesome.
Sci-fi.
The Science Channel.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Yeah,
sure,
sci-fi
it's a
channel.
Very sci-fi show, so it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
And and wrapping things up, because I know you're eager to add some things to this, Dougie, but there's a new reality show coming to ABC during summer of this coming summer, and it's a reality diving competition where celebrities will compete against each other in diving and swimming activities. Yeah, I know. It's called Celebrity Splash, and the dives will escalate in difficulty each week.
Celebrity Splat sounds better.
Yeah, each celebrity gets a professional diving instructor, so why not get one of the best judges that they could get ever? You know who's on tap to be the judge for this?
Who?
Greg Louganis. Remember him from the Olympics?
Sure.
Fabulous.
That
was fabulous.
Cool,
there
cool.
There you go. I can
Jimmy,
stop now. You can add
what they didn't tell you about this show is that they've drained the pool.
Yeah, nice.
And Octomom's competing. Yes.
Nice. Jimmy Fallon was a guest at the Justin Timberlake Jessica Biel wedding. Seems to have had a great time. He actually spent a lot of time talking about what they did. He was on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. I'm a sucker for weddings, he said. I don't get where do these shows. The reason I brought this up is because whoever heard of Watch What Happens Live on Bravo?
Yeah.
Who watches that show?
I can't tell you the last time I ever stopped on Bravo.
Shark Tank's Mark Cuban.
Or Cuban.
Cuban. I never pronounced his name. It was kind of like, imagine
like
if his name was Colin Cuban or Colin Cuban.
Yeah.
That would really
Cuban.
Mess you up.
Yeah, that's what you should do next is start calling him Colin Cuban.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's challenged Donald Trump's $5 million challenge to Barack Obama by suggesting that he shave off his head. Shave off his head. Shave off his hair.
Shave your head off.
And he'll give $1 million to any charity that you want. That's Cuban talking to Donald Trump. $2 million if he needs more convincing.
Wow. Yeah. You know, if I were Donald, I would shave it off and get the $2 million.
I would too.
Laugh all the way to the bank.
Well, he wouldn't keep the money. It goes to a charity.
Jennifer, did I hear you mention how much money was made at the telethon last Friday night?
No, I didn't mention the finals.
The boss was there, Billy Joel, mm-hmm. Bon Jovi, Steven Tyler. Who did he let the F-bomb? Did I see that?
Not during that, no. Oh. But he did let it go this last week on TV, yes.
All right. So when are we going to get real about that?
In the last on the 2 weeks, Today Show? Because they were on the Today Show.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, Tom Hanks has dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America. Steven Tyler drops the F-bomb on the
Today Show.
Go,
I guess.
So, do we need to change the rules? 800-510-8255. I'm not comfortable using that word much, but I guess, you know, I mean, it's part of
I would still say that during morning television, breakfast television, yeah, it's tacky. We should probably, I don't know if we need to have
the rule.
Take it from
me. I have a terrible mouth, but on the rate, I mean, there's just something, it's like I wouldn't use that language in front of my grandmother or, you know, a 12-year-old kid. So use that as a good taste guideline,
yeah.
I think.
Good taste. If you wouldn't use it in front of your grandmother or your 12-year-old.
Well, like for us, we always assume that there's a kid in the minivan listening to us as their parents drive them to school or go to work or daycare or whatever it is.
Right.
So we would never use that language. Same rule goes.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, $23 million apparently. So what are they going to do with the money? They're giving it to the Red Cross? Why? What's the Red Cross going to do with
it? Goes
we spent 4 hours yesterday cleaning out all of the old clothes in our attic that we just put up there for winter stuff.
Right.
You know, because we put our winter stuff up in the attic or whatever. We're sending 4 bags of winter clothes to New York this morning via a church bus that's going up from Virginia here.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do it.
A church bus.
Yeah, a church is collecting a bunch of stuff, and they are driving all the things up to another church that they're affiliated with in the affected area.
Huh. That makes good sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So that's Spike TV. By the way, story at DougStephan.com today.
Man TV.
Yeah, it's Man TV. They've offered $10 million for irrefutable proof that Bigfoot exists. I'm going to check that out.
Largest
cash prize in television history for a new reality show, $10 million Bigfoot bounty. You talk about ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Fun.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program with an overview of many of the health news items of the week, things that affect you directly, and what could be more direct, Ken, than the health risks that have been connected to Sandy, including but not limited to the death of 8 million rats in New York City, in the subway, in the sewer lines. So what do people in New York and other places have to contend with, and what advice are we seeing in some of the trades? Yeah, I call them trades, but they're journals, I guess.
Well, some of this may seem obvious, but it's some good reminder that water plus electricity, they can add up to a lethal danger. Doug, don't try to deal with electricity while any part of your body is touching water. There's a risk of carbon monoxide poisoning from these small generators that a lot of people use, especially if the generators are placed in poorly ventilated areas, such as the garage or a basement. There's a shortage of clean drinking water, so stick to bottled or boiled water until they get more information about your water. Avoid consuming perishable foods such as eggs or milk that have been in a refrigerator without power for more than 4 hours. That's the magic number. Big storms, they can also boost concentration of pollen and mold. These are two major allergy triggers. And immunocompromised people, Doug, and elderly people should stay away from waterlogged buildings because of this. But the most common injuries seen in the emergency departments across America after a hurricane, and I know this from Florida, include electrical injuries, hand injuries, soft tissue injuries from falls and slips, and eye injuries. And I'm almost done here. Wear protective gear during cleanup and reconstruction. Stay away from power lines. And friends and family, please help the elderly and chronically ill get their medications and good nutrition.
All right, now moving on to another scandal, the sad story of all the people who have been affected by meningitis as a result of what happened at this compounding center here in Framingham where I live. Apparently there's another one that has a problem as well, Ken.
And this is connected to the first one, NECC. It's called Ameridose. It's another Massachusetts compounding pharmacy. And as I said, closely linked to this NECC pharmacy that's at the heart of the fungal menopause.
How is it linked? Owned by the same outfit?
Exactly.
Really? Okay.
And they've recalled thousands of drugs sold to hospitals across America. They have all different kinds of drugs, IV solutions, pre-filled oral syringes, and products ranging from delivery room medications to neonatal and pediatric drugs to pain pumps for cancer patients. And the product lines range from antibiotics to anesthetics to tranquilizers. So if you're using anything, make sure it's not from Ameridose. There is a link at the website, Ameridose.com, and you can see where to send it all back to.
All right. Next item, for those who have children in school with other children who may have head lice, this is something I've never understood. I remember when I was in school as a student confronting it, as a teacher confronting it, and I don't know if you wash, how do you have head lice?
Let me try to explain this, because this is some real hopeful information from the New England Journal of Medicine this week. There's a new option in pharmacies to kill head lice. The prescription lotion is called Sklice and may safely knock out head lice in just one 10-minute comb-free treatment. There are a number of products already out there which you're probably familiar with, but they kill the lice, not their eggs. These are also called nits, so it may be necessary to repeat the treatment to get rid of the newly hatched lice. There were a few side effects with this study, namely redness and itching. The cost is up to $300. It's not yet covered by insurance. Hopefully it will soon. But if someone in your family gets lice, everyone needs to be treated and everything needs to be washed.
Wow. All right, let's next focus on another item that affects your heart. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a well-known cardiologist practicing down in Florida. He's always on top of what's going on in the area of heart disease. So here's new information on junk food and heart disease.
This is out of the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress. Don't shoot the messenger, but I'm not the junk food police. I'll leave that to other people. But every junk food meal you eat, according to these investigators, may damage your arteries, while Mediterranean-type meals, Doug, do no harm, and they may even have a beneficial effect. What they discovered was that junk food meals, they're composed mainly of harmful saturated fat, while the Mediterranean-style meals are rich in good fats, such as mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids. So veggie and salmon fare encourages blood flow, but sausage, eggs, and cheese meal restrict it.
Really? The eggs, now we go back and forth on eggs.
Well, just take it easy, don't go crazy, and the whites are fine.
Yeah, all right, so that's what they call those egg whites, right? When you go, if you order egg whites.
All protein, no cholesterol.
There's the story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his medical expertise helping you out on the Good Day program.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.